Actually, there's two things that I demand. Number one is if you're going to act out, whatever your issue is, if you're going to act out, you give me a call before you do. And we'll talk. And if you still want to afterwards, that's your business. And number two is you got to be honest with me. You got to be honest with me. Because you're not lying to me. You're lying to yourself. And it's not hurting me a bit. But you got to be honest. You got to face the truth. You got to face the truth. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Have you ever noticed that a man who speaks the truth is always at ease? Is always at ease? That amazes me. That amazes me. You know, walking the way I'm walking today, and am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I blow it every single day? But knowing that I am striving to be in the Lord's will, and knowing that I don't have any monkeys on my back, and knowing that I love my wife and my wife loves me, and I love my kids and my kids love me, and my kids love Jesus and my wife loves Jesus, knowing those things and doing the things that I do today, when I lay my head on the pillow at night, it's so much easier to go to sleep. It's so much easier to go to sleep. And you know, when I was in the midst of it, acting out, I was always thinking about what was happening. I didn't have that ease. I wasn't comfortable with myself. The next positive change that confession brings is the ease of pain. It's the ease, the pain. We're only as sick as our secrets. Did you hear that? We are only as sick as our secrets. When we share our deepest secrets, we begin to divide the pain and the shame. A healthy self-worth develops that is no longer based on the world's standards, but it's based on the truth of Jesus Christ. When we share our deepest secrets, we begin to divide that pain and that shame. It is amazing how much easier it is to carry a load when you get some help. How it is to carry that burden if you'll get some help. And I got to tell you, there's help all around you. There's help all around you. That's what we as brothers and sisters in Christ are called to do. We need to be helping each other out and praying for each other and lifting that burden. A healthy self-worth develops that is no longer based on the world's standards, but it's based on the truth of Jesus Christ. When I was out there doing my thing, that was my issue. I just wanted to fit into the world. I just wanted to be part and be accepted. And when I was a young boy, so I can explain this to you and you understand what I'm saying. This gentleman over here is my dad, and I love him like my dad, but he didn't come into my life until later in my life. He's actually my stepdad, but as far as I'm concerned, he's my dad, okay? But my mom tried to raise 7 children by herself for many, many years. And needless to say, we were a little bit shy on the money when things came along. I didn't have the designer jeans. And I remember all I really wanted was a pair of Converse All-Stars. That's all I wanted back then. Because I had the little hard plastic butter, we called them butter cookie tennis shoes. And we had in this house at Ardmore Road, I remember there was a floor vent, a floor grill that the heat came out of. And I'd stand on it to warm up, and my shoes would melt. And I'd have like waffle marks in the bottom of my shoes. And people would tease me. But eventually, what happened was I just wanted to fit in. And I figured out if I would be the class clown, I could fit in. If I could get people to laugh with me, they weren't laughing at me. If I could get people to laugh at him, they weren't laughing at me. And that's how I started to fit in. And then eventually, I stumbled across this new thing called drugs and alcohol. And I could fit in real good then. Especially when I had a pocket full of drugs or a pocket full of money, because I had drugs. I had all the friends in the world I needed. But see, I was trying to live up to the world's standards. I was trying to be accepted by the world. And my life wasn't based on truth. I was grabbing for straws. I was grabbing for something that wasn't out there. And it wasn't until I based my life on the truth of Jesus Christ that things started changing for me. Things started changing. Pain is inevitable to all of us. It's going to happen. Pain is going to happen in our lives. As a matter of fact, today, Vicky's, her boss, her immediate supervisor, was out on a business luncheon or whatever, business meeting, and Vic got the call that her supervisor's mother just died. And she had to share this to Kathy when she got back to the office. Pain is inevitable. It's going to happen. Misery is optional. Misery is optional. Psalms 32, 3 and 5 tells us, There was a time when I wouldn't admit what a sinner I was, but my dishonesty made me miserable and filled my days with frustration. My strength evaporated like water on a sunny day until I finally admitted all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess them to the Lord, and you forgave me, and all my guilt is gone. That's a good feeling, folks. That's a good feeling. And you know what? As Pastor Dave says on a regular basis, is we need to keep a short list. We need to confess that sin every day. And that's a good thing. We've got a forgiving God. We've got a God of second chances. You know how many second chances he's going to give you? Just as many as you need. Just as many as you need. And that's a cool thing. And you...